Did you know that Americans are having less sex than people in any other country? 1 in 3 women report a lack of interest in sex, and these women are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And more than 40 million Americans in relationships are having no sex at all. I know that doesn't surprise a lot of people. Most women miss having a desire for sex, but they don't know where to turn to bring it back. Well, Jill Blakeway has the answer. She's the founder of New York City's Yenova Center, one of the largest acupuncture centers in the country, and also co-author of the best-selling book, Making Babies. She has a new book out, Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. It's lovely to talk to you.
You too. Oh, boy, did I like this book.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Okay, there's so much stuff in it. And being a woman who was divorced a couple of years ago can completely relate to some of the issues about lack of interest in sex, especially,
yeah.
You know, you've been in a long-term relationship and kids come along and you tend to kind of forget to focus on each other. And a lot of couples, Jill, just lose that physical attraction for one another. Is there a key to getting that back?
Well, there is, I think. And the first thing is to understand that it's important. A lot of couples just let it slide. I based this book on some ancient 2,000-year-old Taoist texts, and I brought them up to date for my very modern patients in New York. But what the ancient Taoists were saying is that sex is so much more than just sex. It's your energetic, your spiritual, and emotional connection with another person. They used to call it he qi, the joining of energies. And so the first thing is to recognize that it's important and that it's best not to let it slide.
Well, and that is key. A lot of people feel like, you know, people changes, our bodies change after years of being together. And so a lot of people just can't get past the I'm not sexy enough, or even everybody can relate to this one, I'm too tired. How do we get past those excuses?
Well, they're very real, of course. People are too tired. We live very fast-paced lives. My patients tell me that, Jill, by the time I put my kids to bed, I don't feel like having sex. Or they say, I am too stressed to have sex. I start, and then I'm going over to tomorrow's to-do list in my head and, you know, trying to work out if I've bought food for packed lunches and things like that. That's our lives. That's realistic. But we start by making space, even if it's a little bit of space. And one of the things I say in the book, and I say to my patients, is sometimes all you have time for is a quickie, but it's still worth doing. And my patients tell me, yeah, you know, you were right, Jill. We had a quickie, and I felt more connected to my husband all day and more affectionate about him, and it did change the way I feel about him. And so making time for sex is the first thing. Being too stressed for sex, in the book, what we do is we have lots of exercises to put you back in your body. What stress does is it puts you in your head and in your to-do list and in the future and in the past in some ways. And so we have exercises in the book to keep you present and in your body so you can feel your sexual energy. And then the other thing I think that happens, Kathy, is that I think people just don't feel sexy. They get bombarded with all these images on the internet and in movies, and we live in a very sexualized society. And my patients tell me, you know, I don't like the jiggly bit under my arm, and I'm worried about my cellulite. And so persuading people not to judge their bodies as much and to just be in their body and to forgive themselves for not being perfect, I think is part of it.
And you recommend meditation in the book. I really like that you've combined an Eastern wisdom and techniques with the Western medical perspective. And meditation is one of those things. How do we get our guys to meditate?
Oh, well, it's funny, actually. My husband, Noah, is also an acupuncturist, and he wrote a guy's section all the way through the book. At the end of every chapter, he wrote a guy's point of view. It's called He Says, because they do see it differently. And one of the things that he wrote about is he wrote to men about why it's not crazy to meditate on good sex, because most guys think that's completely crazy. But good sex requires you to be present and in your body feeling what's going on. And meditation is a great way of training your mind to stay in your body and not be either in the past remembering things or in the future planning things. And there is actually clinical evidence that people who practice mindfulness meditation have more enjoyable sex lives.
Oh, great.
I know.
So we just have to practice meditating before we can practice good sex. Better.
Well, you know, I tried to make it simple in the book because I thought, well, we're not going to make a whole group of people into little Zen meditations, nor do we need to. So I came up with some meditations that were focused for people. For instance, there's a chocolate meditation in the book, which is very appropriate for Valentine's Day. And you just pop a little bit of chocolate in your mouth, and then you notice all the sensations in your body as it melts, that kind of thing. So we did those kind of exercises to help people stay present and in their body.
I like that the book is also full of to-do lists.
Yes.
Tell us about some of those.
Well, I wanted to give people very practical information. So I'm hoping that people don't find those to-do lists very onerous or difficult. You're not supposed to do all of them. It's not like your other to-do list. But I wanted to sum up each chapter and say, look, if you're too tired for sex, these are the practical things you can do. If you're too stressed for sex, these are the practical things you can do. If you don't feel sexy, here's what you can do. And I threw in, you know, some herbs, some dietary things, some exercises, that kind of thing. And the whole book then culminates in a six-week program, the Sex in Six program, that takes you from not having much sex to great sex if you follow it for 6 weeks.
I like to, a lot of couples, especially if they've been together for a long time, they kind of get stuck and they have their go-to sex.
Yeah.
You've got some, pictures of positions and what to do when you're in that position.
Yeah.
And is that one of the things that you suggest for getting unstuck?
Well, mixing it up a little is a great idea.
Not literally unstuck.
Yes.
Sorry, Jill. Not literally unstuck. I mean, if you're stuck in your relationship, how to get unstuck.
Yes, if you're literally unstuck, that's beyond the scope of my book. But I did. I took those. We do have some nice, tasteful diagrams, as you know, so that people get the idea. And I took those positions from the ancient 2,000-year-old Taoist text. And I left them with their original names, which are really kind of fun. They're things like Mandarin Ducks Joined and the Cicada, but they're positions that anyone could do, and I put them there so that people would have some choices and some inspiration. And one of the things as I was going through these Taoist texts that I realized is that sex is probably the only thing that hasn't changed in 2,000 years. If you think about it, everything else has changed. Food has changed and medicine has changed and clothes have changed, but we're still having sex the same way we always were. And so those sexual positions that come from a sex manual that's 2,000 years old are still very, very relevant today.
I know a lot of women complain about the guys just, like, getting right in the game, like no warm-up for the game, if you will. Can you please explain, so we can have our men listen, how important that warm-up is?
Well, it's really, really, really important. And the ancient Chinese text would say that what that warm-up does is it enlivens all the meridians in your body, so that sex becomes a whole-body experience. And so in the book, we have massages, partner massages to do, which I think are really important. You know, sexual pleasure depends on energy moving in your body and energy moving between two people. And so having a massage, receiving a massage from your guy, is an exchange of energy, and it moves energy in your body. So we have a whole massage chapter. We also have a whole chapter on foreplay itself with some, you know, suggestions and, again, ways to mix it up and make it interesting.
And boy, did you. I haven't gotten through the entire book, but I have rabbit-eared so many pages.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes, and really look forward to it. I swear any relationship that is in any kind of a rut or you just want to charge things up again, this is a fantastic book. There's so many great things in it. Again, Jill Blakeway, Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. I'm sure it's in bookstores. Is there a website that you want to share?
It is in bookstores. It's in most bookstores. It's also online at sexagainprogram.com, and you can sign up for a free daily email from me for 6 weeks to do the six-week program online in email form. And I really recommend doing that. It kind of keeps you on track.
Oh, fantastic, Jill. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.